Hi, Wendy.
Yes.
My name is Paul.
Hi.
I'm the area manager. Hi. Mary wanted me to get on the line here to answer any questions that you have. I know she does a really good job of kind of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
No. No, because
okay.
I know what y'all do. I just need a price. So.
Right. Yeah. So for your services, your service area, you do qualify actually for reduced pricing. You know, you're looking at a fixed flat rate of exactly $299.00. It would be that exact amount. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads as well. It is on a month-to-month basis. The calls, of course, come directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me. At least on the surface, though, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, for that price, that is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but what are the add-in prices and all that?
So it is a flat rate. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And we're not like the phone company or your cable company. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you. As a pricing director, it's my job actually to make it as simple and straightforward as I possibly can. And of course, that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It's not ever going to go up on you. And it is an exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Are you focusing more on residential versus commercial, or no real preference at all?
No, I mean, we do probably about 60% residential, 40% commercial.
Okay. But you can certainly take on either. Now,
right.
Of course, you do have that great-looking website, and any website needs to be promoted, right? It needs to be kind of backlinked and cross-referenced to all the different destinations and directories that Google looks for. That way, people will be able to find it without already knowing the name of your business. Now, you've kind of got a lot going already, and I applaud that. You know, I mean, not every business owner is Google verified. Not every business owner has a website. But this would take that website and the Google listing kind of away from being like a digital business card where people would only really see it if they were looking for you directly and specifically to the first page of their search on Google or Bing when they're simply typing in keywords related to your services. So, you know, obviously not everybody knows the name of your business. This would make it a lot easier for them to find your website. And of course, with the calls coming to you, it's a very high conversion rate. You use Google yourself. You're familiar with the local map. You know you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. I mean, you could Google your own business name, and you wouldn't be the only company that pops up. But when someone's doing a search for your services, if they can see your company, see your website, not everyone will decide to call you, but the ones that do are calling you because they looked at your website first. They know you do what they're looking for. They're reaching out to you pretty much because they're hoping you're available, hoping your price is fair. They want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, like I said, it's
right, yeah. No,
rate.
I understand all that. I understand all that. So
you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. You'll always know exactly how well the service is working for you. It is month to month for a very good reason. It is our job to keep your phone ringing. Now, I'm sure you've gotten these types of phone calls in the past. You know, we are not Google, of course. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google for something like this, they're telling stories. I mean, Google does make these types of phone calls, but only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For anything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. If you can, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd certainly be happy to walk you through a couple of things. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Oh my God, you sent it to the website on the email.
I sent it to the phone number that we're, it's a text message. I sent it to the number we're speaking on right now.
Yeah, we don't accept text. This is a landline.
It's a landline, okay. Do you have a cell phone on you? I mean, I can send you the information.
You can't email it to me?
I can email it to you. So the admin at Climate Services of Texas.
No, don't send it there. Sorry. It's going to be climate, CLIMATE,
mm-hmm.
S as in Sam, V as in Victor, C as in cat, S as in Sam, TX, like Texas,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. So the website that you have right now, is that something you built yourself, or did somebody else build that for you?
Well, we built it ourselves and then had somebody take it over.
Gotcha. Well, it's a great website. I mean, I do look at websites, you know, all day long, 5 days a week. I like your website. It's got a lot of information on there. And, of course, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, it's just our job to make it easier for people to find it. Now, I'm actually sending you a little bit more than the link that I was about to send out to you. I'm going to send you, you know, kind of an email with a little bit more information about our company, about our services. I am going to, of course, reduce the price here. It's going to be a flat rate. We are, you know, trying to play catch up a little bit. And you can call it Cyber Monday if you like, but we were out of the office for half a week last week, you know, Thursday and Friday, and even half a day on Wednesday. So I am trying to play catch up. I got a lot of listings that became available over the holiday. I'm waiving your setup fee. It's just a flat rate of $299. I did send the email out to you. If you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam folder. It's Gmail to Gmail
from a large server.
You have it? Okay. Now, if you wanted just to see the link that I sent out to you, it's about halfway, three-quarters of the way down, where it says I want you to see the platinum package. That word package is actually hyperlinked. It's in blue, and it would go to the link that I was trying to send out to you by text. But, of course, there's a lot of other information included in there, including the flat rate. But did you see where it says take control of your online presence? Did you open up that link that says package on the email?
I'm looking for it.
It's just a little bit above that big blue graphic that says new advanced reporting. I mean, that's actually a video that you can watch, kind of walk you through your client dashboard, which is one of the things that you'll have. It's your tracking system, but it's a lot more than your tracking system. But a couple of short paragraphs above that where it says I wanted you to see the platinum package.
Alrighty.
Okay. So, you know, you are, like I said, going to be able to track your success. 24/7 access. There's a lot more than you can do with it besides just see the breakdown of the keywords and how many times you're popping up for each search, etc. But, of course, you can do that. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. A lot of businesses that can are increasing their advertising at this time of the year, even if it's just for the tax write-off. Although, of course, this is actually designed to get your website in front of more people, get your phone ringing. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, it's not just Google or Google and Bing. It's all the other destinations and directories that the search engines look for. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review. Wherever they originate, they repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would actually respond to your reviews for you. No cost for that. We've been doing this since 2004, actually December 17th, so just about 2 weeks away will be our official 20th anniversary. On that date, we will change that 19 to 20. I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, so you'd definitely be in good hands with us. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Again, it is month to month, but our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. Beneath that blue tinted photo, you can see where it says Google Ads Partner and a box right below that says Google Partner. You can click on that anywhere inside that box with that colorful G. It will take you to google.com. So
wait, hold on. Okay. All right. The Google Ads Partner, Google Partner.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's not copy and pasted off the internet. If you ever get an email from someone and you can't click on the link that looks just like that, then it's a fraudulent. I mean, if it doesn't go anywhere, if it's a dead link, it's a dead giveaway. But of course, this is our official badge of authenticity. It does go directly to Google.com. It's provided to us by Google. We get our training and our updates directly from Google, and Google regularly makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm. A lot of the times it's just small changes. You know, they want to add an additional directory or sometimes delist a certain directory. Whatever those changes are, even if they're big changes or small changes, they let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, keep that website in front of the eyes of the people that are looking to find someone who does what you do. And you do a lot, you know. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, no matter how someone is searching for you. I mean, as long as it's a service that you want to provide, maintenance or, you know, repairs, installs, you can get phone calls for those different services. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, underneath where it says SEO packages, we are talking about the Platinum package. And again, it is listed on our website at $599 a month. I am able, though, to reduce that rate down to $299. That is a fixed rate. It will never go up. It is also an exact amount. Because we were out of the office and, you know, like I said, I'm trying to fill the listings that I have and I'm trying to catch up a little bit here, I would be able to waive your setup fee. So that $299 setup fee, I would actually waive the entire setup fee. That doesn't begin to cover our costs. I mean, you're looking at $299 as an out-the-door cost, saving $599 in that first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's better than that because when you're keeping the service because it's working, you love it, it doesn't go up to $599. It stays at $299. Like I said, it doesn't cover our costs, but keeping our clients on board for the long term, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years, providing a quality service at a fair price. We'd have to actually keep you as a client for at least 3 or even 4 months just for us to break even on that. Now, that package does come with $100 of Facebook ads or Meta ads. It is the original $100 that comes with the $599 package. So although I did basically cut the cost of the package in half, I did not cut the Facebook ads at all. It's still $100. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so $100 is roughly 400 clicks, and that's enough to get you found throughout your entire service area, get people who may have already done a search on Google or Bing for any of your keywords or search phrases. Those Facebook ads retarget that same potential customer that we know is in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. You'll also have ads running on the live streams of people in specific places. We can do zip codes, neighborhoods even where you want to be found. And again, if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents. It is budgeted for, like I said, about 400 clicks. So you're not coming out of pocket per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. It's only ever exactly $299. Now, in the 11 and a half years that I've been with the company, we've raised our prices twice. It may happen in the future, but even if we do raise our price, your price does not go up. You're kind of grandfathered in to that flat rate, that reduced rate of $299. I mean, you can call it Cyber Monday. It is actually the lowest rate that we've offered so far this year. And it is a fixed rate. So like I said, it'll never go up on you.
Okay. So under the Platinum, it's a Google Business Profile. We already have a Google Business Profile, so how does that work?
Right. So we would not create a duplicate listing for you. Obviously, that's something that we do for our clients that don't already have one, but we wouldn't want you to have a duplicate listing. We would be able to use your existing listing, and it's great, like I said, that you already have that. It is kind of like a digital business card, but this would anchor it to the first page, though, to make it easier for people who don't already know the name of your business to find you. That actually expedites the process. As you know, that is kind of a time-consuming process. In fact, Google's made it more comprehensive than it ever was before, so it's not easy for business owners to do on their own, but you have already successfully done that, so everything would point back towards that Google listing. Bing Local is basically the same thing, just on Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing their searching straight from their smartphone. We will mirror the content on Bing, and Bing will basically index off of Google, so your first page placement on Google will be reflected on Bing as well. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities.
Okay. Now, so like Google Ads, how does that work? Because we pay for that. So would we not have to pay for that anymore?
So if you're currently doing, you're talking about AdWords or pay-per-click?
Yeah.
So the Google Ads, that's part of the Platinum Premier package. There is a minimum requirement of $300 per month for Google Ads. I can include that in this particular package, and then you could stop paying for those Google Ads, and we would professionally manage your Google Ads for you. That's really the main reason that the partnership program was started, to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google Ads. Google knows that when...
Okay, so that still doesn't answer my question. Can I cancel my Google Ads or
you
AdWords
can.
Or whatever?
You can cancel the AdWords,
okay.
Yeah. That Platinum package won't have Google Ads as part of it, though. It does get your phone ringing. Facebook ads are a lot more affordable than Google Ads, and it would give you the time, you know, instead of managing your Google Ads, just answering your phone when it rings. It might be even more affordable for you than doing Google Ads. We can offer Google Ads for you, but that's part of the Platinum Premier package. I could reduce the rate down to $499 to include the $300 of Facebook ad, or of Google Ads. But yeah, the Platinum package has Facebook ads, not Google Ads.
Okay. So that's the whole point. We want to keep the Google Ads, but if we're going to have to pay more, we might as well keep the Google Ads that we have.
If you're having some success managing the Google Ads on your own and it's not very time-consuming for you, then by all means, you can continue to do that. Like I said, we are Google-trained and certified to manage Google Ads, but that would be part of the Platinum Premier package and not part of the Platinum package. Like I said, we'd have to be paying for those Google Ads. And of course, you know, the $300 of Google ad spend goes directly towards Google after 25% management fee. So industry average is 35%. We're well below that. But obviously, if you're managing your Google ads on your own, every dollar that you spend goes directly towards Google ads. No management fee if you're doing that in-house, obviously. But we can do the Google ads for you. But if you're seeing success for it, then you might as well keep on doing that for you. It's not part of the Platinum package. That's why I didn't offer the Google
right.
ads.
So,
you know.
So what would the Platinum Premier package be if we did it with y'all for the Google ads?
So it does have $300 of Google ads. And then all of the local listings to be on that first page. So you'd be having the Google ads running, which, you know, are right at or near the very top of the page. And then just below that, the map or pack result that pops up. Now, of course, unlike Google ads where you're being charged per click and maybe rotating in and out of those spots, the placement in the local map is 24/7, and you do not pay per click or anything like that. So it's a flat rate. So it's a great way to market your business. And of course, the more times you're on that first page, the more likely people will call you. You'd be looking at $499 for that Platinum package. It would not have the $100 of Facebook ads. I could do $549 with $300 of Google ads and $100 of Facebook ads if you wanted to do kind of the best of both worlds, do Facebook ads and Google ads. You are already doing Google ads. If you wanted someone to take those over for you, then we would be able to do that as well. Like I said, the Platinum Premier without Facebook, you're looking at $499. $300 of that goes towards the Google ads.
Would there be a setup fee?
So I would be able to waive the setup fee even on that Platinum Premier package. Yeah, it's just an out-the-door cost. Like I said, I'd be waiving that $299 setup fee. And it is still an exact amount. There's no hidden fees or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look at something real quick. Yeah, I don't work with Yelp.
We do create Yelp listings because Yelp is a directory that Google indexes. It's a directory that's more known to the public, but it's not really any more important to Google than any of the other directories. In fact, in most situations, it's the directories that no one's ever heard of that makes the difference for your first page placement, content that you have that your competitors don't have, because it's not the business that's been around the longest, the biggest company, or the guy that does the best job. It is the companies that have the right content, the most relevant content relating to that particular person's search in that area. That's what's going to get you on that first page. That's part of all of the packages that we do, get you on that first page in the local map.
Gotcha. Okay. So if we went with the Platinum Premium plus, sorry, I'm not sick. I'm just, the weather is just kicking my butt right now.
I know it. I hear you. I feel like a lizard no matter how much. No matter how much I drink or how much lotion, my skin is
oh my gosh, I know, right? Yeah. Okay, so the Platinum Premium, if we went with the Google Ads and the Facebook, it would be how much?
We would do $549. That's $300 of Google Ads, $100 of Facebook Ads. So the remainder is basically the Pro package. Yeah, and everything else is still included. So the Pro package is basically the local listing package. You'd be getting that package.
Yeah, no, I know all that.
$49. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So that's important too.
I'm leaning towards the Platinum Premier.
Mm-hmm. Without the Facebook ads, just have us take over your Google
ads.
With the Facebook ads.
Yeah, for the $549.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, because if that way I can get rid of my Google, and I can get rid of my Google ads.
And we would
not have to worry
manage
about
it. Absolutely. Yeah. And, there's a reason that Google started that program. And if you're seeing success with doing Google ads on your own, you might be in the minority. I mean, Google knows that most businesses don't see the return on investment with the Google AdWords Express. And that's why they started the partnership program. The main reason for that program is to help businesses get a higher return on investment, specifically with Google pay-per-click AdWords. Even if we didn't do that, though, there's still a huge benefit to working with someone that does get their training and their updates directly from Google. As a Google partner, we do that. But like I said, we are still trained and certified to use things like phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, so your ads only trigger when it's someone who's actually looking for your services, not trying to figure out how to do it on their own or find employment or anything like that. So it is designed to get you a higher ad rank at a lower cost per click. So every one of those $300 is going to help you to really get those phones ringing, get your website in front of more people.
Gotcha. So when would this go into effect?
So, I mean, we do start everything right away. Of course, we'd have your Google ads up and running. There might be a little bit of a transition the next week or so. Your Facebook ads and your Google ads are under our management and up and running for you. You are already PIN verified, which expedites the process of getting you on that first page. We will start creating the content right away that Google will index. Of course, all of it's linked to that existing Google listing. Your website's already attached. That's going to get you on that first page, even in that local map section. And of course, it's our job to make sure that you're happy, satisfied, and that we're earning your business. It is completely month to month, which means no contract at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. Of course, we don't charge you when it's paused.
That's cute to think people can go on vacation.
We don't take
vacations here.
Some people do. I mean, and
no,
I envy
I know,
those,
I no,
envy
baby,
people
I know.
Do
don't
that.
Worry.
I wish I could.
Yeah. So the reason why I was asking that is because my Google Ads is going to hit my card on 11/5. So I want to make sure. Should I go ahead and cancel it now, or that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't want to get double billed. Right. I mean, you can pause that or stop that. I mean, like I said, it might not be live on the 5th. There's going to be a little bit of a transition for you. But, I mean, I don't know how much you're spending on the Google ads right now. But definitely, we would be taking over that campaign for you. And there is a $300 of Google ads spend included in that Platinum Premier.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Do I pause it? How do I do that? If y'all are going to take it over, I don't cancel it, do I?
You would. You would not be coming out of pocket to pay for Google Ads on your own.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and do that real quick. So what do you need from me?
Well, I did want to just kind of make sure of a couple of things. The business name that you want to promote is Climate Services of Texas, right? And that's all spelled out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, the website is the same, climateservicesoftexas.com. And then the phone number that we are
No, Wait. The website you said or the email?
The website, climateservicesoftexas.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
The email that you prefer is the one that you gave me, which is climate and then service, kind of abbreviated SBC and then TX at gmail.com.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Gotcha. And then the number that we're speaking on is the one on your website. Is this also the best number for us to reach you regarding the account?
Is it 441-3755?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, perfect.
And if I'm not here, it forwards to my phone. So.
Gotcha. And then we never did get your last name.
Oh, my last name is Tones, T-O-N-E-S.
T-O-N-E-S.
But my first name... Yes, like ringtones.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But my first name is Wendy, but my mom was a little weird. So it's spelled W-I-N-D-I-I. Now,
oh,
that's not the owner of the company, though.
Gotcha. W-I-N-D-I-I?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a unique spelling of Wendy. I like the unique spellings. Absolutely. And then there is an address, and it's on your website, too, the 501 West Avenue G. Do customers go there or?
Oh, no, not
okay.
Very often.
Gotcha.
No, we're mainly as all service.
Service based, yeah.
We're not a supply house or anything
right.
like that, so.
No, that's totally understandable.
Now people just come and, yeah, they make payments and that's about it if they even come for that, so, cause most
gotcha.
Of ours is online. So.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. If you don't have any other questions for me, Wendy, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule what we call your client interview, and it's just exactly like it sounds. We would have one of our technicians reach out to you. It takes about 30 minutes or so. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though. It's just to verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure everything's Google compliant, make sure we know, of course, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, anything like that. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The only other thing really that I'm required to do, and it is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are doing the Google ads, the Facebook ads, that we're waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost of that Platinum Premier package. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify
my question. Well, no, the problem is with my voice the way it is right now, it's not going to sound right.
That's okay. I'm the one asking all the questions, and they're really very short answers. I mean, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Sure. Give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows.
Oh, dang it. Don't hang up. Wait, hold on just a second.
I'm still
hold
here.
On. Hello?
Oh, I am here.
Oh, okay. Dang
okay.
it. Hold on. Don't hang up. Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Okay. That's okay. I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the phone's going to ring in just a second, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to hold again if I have to. Just let me know, okay?
Okay.
I'll
All right.
Okay, so I do have the voice verification set up, and again, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Wendy. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Climate Services of Texas.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Wendy Tones, Office Manager.
Okay. And as the Office Manager of Climate Services of Texas, Ms. Tones, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Wendy, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Wendy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or maybe even more important is we'll make sure that all of the business information is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Wendy, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We want to make sure that the business information is always accurate. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the initial setup fee, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $549.00. And that $549, Wendy, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included. $100 of Facebook ads are included. The Google AdWords campaign is included as well. $300 of Google ads included in that campaign. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Recurring billing will be on the 2nd of the month automatically in the exact amount of $549. Once again, that reduced rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month-to-month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. Now, all that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That Wendy, simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Ms. Jones, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. That does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, what works best for you?
It is a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. And is it now, your name?
I don't know if this is, well, as I was going to say, it's not in my name, it's in the owner's name.
The owner, is that Corey?
Yes, Corey Malik.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you said that was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually...
I know, Visa's with a 4.
And
yeah, I know.
American Express is 3, and all Discover cards to this date still start with 6011. 6011.
Yeah. I know, it's so funny.
They haven't changed that yet, but I'm sure at some point but it'll still start with a 6.
Right.
If you are ready to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay, 5582.
Okay.
3800.
Mm-hmm.
0003. 1972.
And then the expiration month and year?
6/27.
6/2027. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
357.
357. So I've got 357, 357 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2027 for the expiration date. And the card itself was that 5582-38-00-0003-1972.
Yes.
Okay. Does that bill at the 501... West Avenue G?
West Avenue G, yes.
Okay, and that's, of course, 77301.
Yes, and it's Corey, C-O-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes to put an E in there, but there's no E.
Yeah, I'm M-A-L-A-K, right? I'm going right off of the contact us page on the website. Okay.
Okay, good.
Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Well, let me see. excuse me. All right, go ahead. It's not coming.
Okay.
I'm impatient.
That's okay. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or the next business day if they receive it either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the automated email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. Call usually gets you right at or very near the beginning of that hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. I could do 1 o'clock or this afternoon there's a 3, 4, or a 5 o'clock. Which of those will work best for you?
Are you talking about 1 o'clock today?
Today, yeah, or 3,
yeah,
4,
yeah,
or 5 o'clock.
Today.
1 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah, no,
so
yeah.
We'll schedule it from 1 until 2. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you right at or a couple of minutes after one, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open, but even if I'm not able to be on that phone call, our technician will call you. They'll take really good care of you. The other thing that I did want to do real quick here is just kind of add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security on the account here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Climate Services of Texas, we may from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question, and especially if you start getting phone calls. Of course, the whole point of increasing your online presence is to get more customers calling you. That is going to happen. What may also happen is you might get phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google, maybe they claim to be Local Splash. If they do, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that information basically immediately, just politely let them go. Wendy, if anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even bother asking if they know the security question. That wouldn't be us. You don't even have to entertain that phone call. Like I said, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and it clearly states that bills on the second of the month were exactly $5.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's see the first pet.
First pet, okay. And then what is the answer?
Bailey, B as in boy, A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, Bailey. I have to type that in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then let me update our system here. Did you happen to receive either the automated text message or the email our system should send out? Looks like you got everything. One is a welcome.
Right now,
email.
Yeah, I'm looking at the invoice, mm-hmm. and then action Perfect. Needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay. Gotcha. So everyone gets that pictures needed one. That's if you're not already verified. Of course, Google's made the process a little more comprehensive to make sure that every business that is on the first page is a real business, an actual legitimate business. You can just disregard that one. You are already PIN verified. Like I said, it's automated and everyone gets that. The welcome email has our client support information on there as well as your login credentials. Now, your login credentials are for your tracking system. Your username is set in our system and it cannot be changed. It is designed, though, to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your username is the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is simply 936-441-3755. Your default password is run search, all lowercase, no space, R-U-N-S-E-A-R-C-H. You can change your username. I'm sorry, not your username. You can change your password.
Right.
Didn't want to contradict myself, although I did accidentally. The one that we did actually want you to see, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of the invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And the blue click here is hyperlink. So if you click on that link, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here. Obviously, your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. But like I said, about 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing. We'll mirror your content there. We want you to get those phone calls. We are doing the Facebook ads. We're doing the Google ads. You'll see that long line that goes all the way across. There's actually a website that's included, too. If your website ever goes down for more than a week or two, just let us know. We'd have a placeholder website up and running in about 5 to 7 business days, kind of mirroring the original content, but it would just be as a placeholder until your website's back up and running. There's no additional cost for that, so just let us know if you need it. You'll see the boxes that say, I agree to receive an SMS or text message. Click on that one. The other one that you certify
well,
that you are.
I can't.
You can't.
We can't. Yeah, remember this is a landline. We don't accept texts.
Okay, so correct.
I mean, I can put a mobile phone in there.
That's what I should ask. What is the number that we can actually send text messages to?
Okay, Kit, do you want me to put it in there, or do I need to tell you?
I will put it in here. It'll update on my end.
Oh, okay. All right, 936-202-95. 35.
Okay. And thank you for letting me. Well, thank you for reminding me of that.
Get out and go back in.
Yeah, I should have already known. I'm just going to resend the whole thing. Yeah, so go out of that one, because the only way to get the system to update it is to actually resend it, because it's updated on my end.
Okay.
So I'm going to resend you a new one.
Okay.
Okay, so that new one then will have the phone number that you just gave to me. Okay, so it's in the queue. Let me refresh.
Of course it is.
Yeah, our system is odd in a little bit, in the sense that it sends emails in bulk every couple of minutes. So sometimes it's immediate, sometimes it takes a couple of seconds, as it did in this case, but you should have the new one.
Yeah, I've got it now, and I also got an email.
Okay, perfect.
Wait. Okay, click here. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just clicking wherever. No, I'm kidding.
So then, click on the two boxes, one that you certify that you're authorized to use the card, the other one that we can send text messages to that phone number, and then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name, case sensitive, so
okay,
the W
hold
is
on.
Capitalized.
Hold on. It keeps giving me an error.
That's what I'm seeing here.
Do I need to do it from my phone?
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I keep saying error.
Yeah, our system's been a little bit glitchy today.
Oh, you know what? I went to the first one. I went back to the first one, and it's changed it.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. So is it? Yeah. So I didn't even have. You didn't even have to send it to me again.
I was asking them for the longest time to do that. There's been a card for us to be able to update and not have to resend. I know it's been something that I just kind of made the suggestion a while ago and just let it be. But I know that last week people were saying, is this going to get fixed ever? And I'm glad that it is. So I'm glad to see that.
It did, yeah.
That's perfect. Okay. So I
meant to ask you when you were saying something earlier, are y'all doing something with our website?
So, we would be promoting your existing website. We can't make changes
to the
site. But gotcha. What I was saying is if your website goes down and we need to do a website for you as a placeholder, we would be able to do that at no additional cost for you.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. So I started thinking, like, wait, hold on.
No, I like your website.
All right, cool.
So let's see. Your follow-up call is coming up pretty quick here. So it's in about a half hour, maybe less. No time then for our automated email system to send you a reminder email. That email goes out an hour prior. but I'm going to send you perfect. And I'm going to send you, just for your records, a calendar invite. That invite is just for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Like I said, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you in about 25-30 minutes, I'll be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello. Hopefully I am able to do that. But I did want to say now, welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. I'm looking forward to getting that website in front of more people.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Getting your phone ringing, of course. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I'd be happy to say a quick hello later on if I can. But I appreciate you. I appreciate your kindness, your patience. You made me laugh a couple few times. I appreciate that. I don't get all that on every single phone call. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's nice to talk to somebody who's respectful of my time. And I appreciate that. You take care, and we'll talk to you in about a half hour or so. All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you, too, Wendy. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, sweetie. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.